You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. From an altitude of roughly 250 miles from Earth's surface, NASA is working to better understand wildfires across California. Aboard the International Space Station, NASA launched ECOSTRESS, which stands for Ecosystem Spaceborne Thermal Radiometer Experiment on Space Station. Thank goodness for acronyms. The instrument can measure a patch of Earth that is smaller than the size of a football field from space. A study published this month measured the temperature of plants across the footprints of six wildfires in California from 2020 to better understand how plant sweat, that's the non-scientific equivalent of evapotranspiration, can contribute to the severity of wildfires. Madeline Pasqualini-Campbell is that scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, in Southern California, who led the study. She explains the findings aren't simply that dry plants burn more than hydrated ones, but is more complicated. And by understanding the why, that can hopefully lead to predicting the probability of wildfire severity before ignition. Well, let's start from the beginning. When did this research first begin?
So we just had a record-breaking wildfire season in California with a number of huge fires in 2020. And we also had this data that had just begun to be acquired by EcoStress in 2018, which provided measurements of plant stress. And so we were motivated to see if we could use these new measurements to tackle the problem of predicting wildfire impacts.
When it comes to EcoStress, that launched in 2018 at the International Space Station, can you explain what this instrument does?
So EcoStress is basically a giant thermometer, and it's on board the International Space Station, which orbits the Earth 16 times a day, but it passes over the same spot every 1 to 5 days, pretty much. And with EcoStress, we're able to get very high-scale resolution surface temperature maps. And this provided an unprecedented level of detail in terms of the temperature of the surface. And importantly, it also provides information on plant stress, which can be derived from these temperature maps.
When talking about the instrument on the International Space Station, I mean, this is an altitude of roughly 250 miles. That's roughly the distance from Sacramento to the Oregon border. And it can measure the temperature of a patch of Earth that's like 220 feet by 125 feet. That's smaller than a football field. What does this level of measurement add to the instruments already used in understanding wildfires?
So what was unique about this instrument is that it gave us this, like you mentioned, this kind of football field scale map of temperature, but also we had more revisit times compared to other instruments that might pass over the same spot at longer intervals. And then in addition, we also have measurements at different time of day, which is unique to the International Space Station because of how it orbits. So that gave us some the ability to see the temperature at these different times of day.
When you're talking about plant stress, definitely not the scientific term, but it's kind of like plant sweat, evapotranspiration. Can you explain what exactly that is?
Sure. So the way that we can get this plant sweat or evapotranspiration, it's basically the process of water returning from the Earth's surface to the atmosphere. And a large component of that is the water that's released from plants. So plants will take in water through their roots and release it back to the atmosphere through tiny pores on their leaves. This is kind of a way for the plants to keep cool, a bit like how humans sweat to keep cool. And in hot and dry weather, plants will end up closing their pores, and this will mean that less water is escaping to the atmosphere, and it will actually end up with the plants heating up. And the EcoStress instrument is able to see these very subtle changes in temperature. And from that, we can estimate how much water is actually being given off by these plants. And so they can also be used to show that plants are under stress when they start to heat up.
But essentially, when a plant gets hotter, it's not capable of regulating its temperature.
Yes. So we'll end up seeing the plants heating up. And then this will kind of be corresponding to less water that's being given back to the atmosphere by the plants.
So how does plant stress contribute to the intensity of a wildfire?
So it's a little bit of a nuanced answer here. On the one hand, in our study, we found that different types of vegetation had different relationships in terms of how stressed they were and how intense the wildfire was. In the Sierra Nevada and the Creek Fire, we found, for example, that pine forest there, the more stressed they were, so the less water being released, this was directly related to higher burn severity, so greater impacts from fire. For different types of vegetation, like grasses, we actually found that less stressed grasses ended up having higher rates of burning. And this was due to the fact that this showed that there was greater amounts of fuel available, leading to greater burn. So it was a bit of a complicated picture that depended on the type of land cover present.
Right. And your study focused on six wildfires in California, all in 2020. You mentioned the Creek Fire. There was also the Sequoia Complex Fire and the North Complex Fire across the Sierra Nevada in Northern California. And then you focused on three others in Southern California. Why did you target these areas? Because the measurements happened before the wildfires ignited.
As I'd mentioned, California had this record-breaking fire season in 2020. And these were areas that we wanted to focus on. And we also had about a full year of data that was made possible from EcoStress. So that was what went into the selection of these fires in 2020.
And what does the research not show?
So there's a lot of factors that contribute to wildfire intensity. And the one that we focused in on was plant stress, given our measurements from EcoStress. Other things that are very important are fire weather. We did not really look into the effects of extreme winds, for example, which I know were also a major cause of the intensity of the fires in the Sierra Nevada that year. So
Right.
that was something that we didn't get into in this study.
How does elevation impact the severity that plant stress can have on wildfire intensity?
So in general, we found that at higher elevations and also on greater steeper slopes, there was a greater intensity of the wildfire. And this is due to the fact that wildfires tend to burn faster uphill and up steeper slopes. And also, we might find changes in plant stress at different elevations where it might be more, there might be more moisture that's trapped in valley bottoms compared to atop ridgelines. And so our results did show this impact of the changes in plant stress across these different gradients in elevation.
I would imagine the type of vegetation also matters.
Yes, definitely. Like I mentioned before, the different types of vegetation, such as pine forests versus grasslands, had different relationships in terms of their plant stress and how severely they burned. So it was really important to understand what types of vegetation were present as well.
What I'm gathering from you is like it's not as simple as like A plus B equals C, that essentially dry plants burn more than hydrated ones because of all the factors that we're talking about. Are there other factors that contribute to the intensity of a wildfire that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a very complicated picture, as you mentioned. And yeah, there's the plant stress, the type of vegetation, the topography, so knowing if you're on like a steeper slope. There's also the aspect, and that can have an impact. So southern facing slopes can tend to have drier vegetation conditions leading to greater burn. And then I mentioned weather conditions can also have a really big impact.
Yeah. I'm curious if the cause of a wildfire could potentially have an impact. I mean, when talking about the North Complex Fire and the Sequoia Complex Fire, those were caused by lightning. The Creek Fire that was a possibility, but I don't think an official cause has been determined yet. And all of those wildfires were in 2020. Do you think that that could play a role in the data being weaker than the wildfires that you surveyed in Southern California?
That's a good question. It's a bit out of the scope of the study. So we didn't really look into the cause in terms of how that impacted it. But certainly we considered by looking at the kind of how where the plant stress is more severe and knowing where the fire started, this could be something that could give hints about how badly a fire will burn, for example, if it happened to be triggered in an area that was already very stressed. But that would be something we'd have to look into more.
What excited you or surprised you about this study?
It was exciting to see. It was the first study to use this EcoStress data for high-resolution plant stress. And it showed that including plant stress really does help us predict which areas are going to have the greatest burn severity. So it was exciting to see that we can really leverage this kind of data in future work as well, kind of pinpoint which areas are going to be most vulnerable to burning.
Right, because the goal is for solutions and mitigation and prevention. And EcoStress will be operational on the International Space Station until 2023. And as your study laid out, California has 33 million acres of forests. However, management of those forests can vary from federal, state, and local jurisdictions. How do you want this research to be used?
This research was really a proof of concept to show what's possible with these types of measurement. So I hope that this kind of information can help people in identifying regions that are going to be more vulnerable based on plant stress and other factors.
You know, EcoStress wasn't only measuring plant stress in relation to the intensity of a wildfire, but it also measures ground surface temperatures during triple digits. I was looking back at a study that Las Vegas had a high of 109, which is very comparable to where we're at in the Sacramento Valley. And the instrument on the International Space Station, EcoStress, found that the surface temperature on pavement exceeded 122 degrees Fahrenheit. So, given that the Sacramento Valley can relate to that, what should we take away from this part of the data from EcoStress?
Yes, as you point out, there's so many uses of the EcoStress data, and one of them is that you can also use it for looking at urban heat, and that goes back to the fact that we're getting these football field type of size images. And so it's really useful for showing areas such as highways can be much hotter than parks. So it can be really important for really highlighting the impacts of heat waves.
Finally, this is part of a broader initiative. In May, the agency announced the NASA Wildland Fire Sense. And I'm just curious, what can NASA add to the conversations and collaborations and research that's already taking place to mitigate the growing risk and toll of wildfires across the West?
So with this initiative, it'll be able to add information that has not previously been used to look at wildfires, such as the data from EcoStress, to add to understanding not only which areas are most at risk of having wildfires, but also monitoring active fires and the impacts of smoke and high temperatures, and then even for looking at how wildfire recovery takes place. It can add these kind of different data sets and applications to look at the whole range of wildfires from before they occur to after they've taken place.
What do you want listeners to take away from this conversation?
I guess I'd like to really just end by saying that this work was really made possible by this high-resolution product where we have this new view of plant stress at these really small scales. And not only is it important for understanding the risks of wildfire, but it's also important for understanding how urban heat will affect cities and the impact of heat waves. Just having this kind of information on hand from outer space is really important going forward.
Madeline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
That is my conversation with Madeline Pascalini Campbell, a scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, in Southern California, discussing her study using an instrument from the International Space Station to better understand how plant stress impacts the severity of wildfires in California. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.